You're not going to ask me to repeat everything I said.
Yeah, could you say all that again, Debbie? Debbie was just sharing with us about a conference we went to. And some of the takeaways from this conference is that folks that are speaking on the big screen, whether it be like we are here today on a Zoom call or however you're, you know, disseminating your actual information, it is just as powerful as a speaker in person because it is live, you know, and I mean, people are speaking live and you can interact and ask questions. And so it is very, very powerful. But one of the things that Debbie was sharing just now was that at this conference, there was the VIP section and then there was the general ticket section. And some of the folks in the general ticket section, having that separation makes you feel a little bit of less than. And some of the folks were like, you know, well, why can't we be in the main room? Why are we watching the whole thing on a screen instead of seeing even the speakers that are there in person? And so when we're planning our 5-day challenges, our master classes, whatever it is that maybe we're doing a retreat in person, but keep that in mind. You never want to make your folks feel less than. And so you have to be very clever in how you craft your VIP or your extra, whatever you're going to give to the folks that are paying more. You want them to feel special. But I guess what I'm saying is you don't want the rest of your group to feel unspecial. And that's a fine line to have to walk when you're putting together a program. But it is so important because Debbie was just sharing that one of the ladies that just had a general ticket was very upset. And what happens then is that energy spreads in that group of wherever that person is that's very upset. That upset energy kind of spreads in that room. And it does several things to the rest of the folks that are in the room. Some folks are going to want to jump up and fix it. You know, they don't want her to be upset. Some folks are going to want to distance themselves from her because they don't want to sit next to somebody that's upset. Some folks are going to, you know, be more verbal about what she should do because she's upset. And all of a sudden, you've got a group of folks that then maybe as the presenter, you need to manage. And that then takes your focus off of your real message on what it is that you're trying to bring to that group, because now you're having to manage, you know, those hurt feelings. And that basically is what it is. It's somebody gets their feelings hurt when they're upset. They come across as angry, but they may very well just have their feelings hurt. You know, like I'm a part of this and why am I being excluded? So it's a fine line to have to walk. So just keep that in mind. And as you're doing at attending conferences, pay attention to those kinds of things. When you're in a larger group, pay attention to what's done well, maybe what's done maybe not so well, and then model what you're doing after the ones that do it well, that make everyone feel included. They make everyone feel special. They make everyone feel a part, and everyone gets a voice. And so that's always, again, that's a fine line to have to walk. And I know as creators and presenters and thought leaders, we're always wearing all the hats. So there's one more hat you get to put on is how to manage your attendees in a larger setting like that. So interesting. That whole thing is very interesting. So Debbie, thanks for bringing that up, because that was a perfect segue into us putting together, whether it's going to be a masterclass, a challenge of some sort, a mastermind, whatever it is that you're putting together. And just remember, as you put together your programs, now you have to decide what is the point of this program that you're putting together. And again, I'm talking about your sales funnel, where it's wide at the top, it's narrow at the bottom, and you want to get as many people in the top as possible. That's why in our Build a Better Business program, we talk about what is your free offer, your second base, your third base, and finally your home run. But where do you want to put your masterclass, your mastermind, your 5-day challenge, whatever it is that you're doing? Where do you want to place it in that funnel? Do you want it to be your freebie at the top to get people to tap in for the first time to get to know, like, and trust you? Do you want, after a strategy call, to send them over to a masterclass and maybe have it be your mid-level offer? Or is this your big one? You want them to attend this masterclass because this is your grand finale. This is going to be your high ticket item. So the first thing you have to decide is, where are you going to place what you're doing in your funnel? Where are you going to place it? Now, for Sally, because she's in travel, her grand finale would be folks tapping into the trips. And so if she's going to do a masterclass or a challenge or a mastermind, hers would probably be at the top of her funnel. And so hers would be for free. And then that because she's there to try to get them interested and involved in maybe coming up with, you know, going on one of the trips with her. But for me, see, I could place mine anywhere in my funnel. It depends on what I want to do. And so for me, because I have a membership site and I have these masterminds, I choose to put my masterminds at my third base. See, that's where my masterminds plug in, is on my third base, because first base is they come to just a free meetup, which I do on Friday mornings at 10. And then my mid-level offer is my courses. If somebody says, gee, I like what she's talking about, but I really don't have time to plug into any kind of a masterclass or mastermind or whatever, I don't want to add more to my schedule, I just want the information, then they can buy my course. That becomes my mid-level. But then if they go, okay, I've gone to the free meetup, I like what she's talking about, I bought the course, I now have that information in my back pocket, but I'm not quite sure how to apply it. So I think I want to go in and I'm now going to join that membership mastermind because I want to get some hands-on and see how she's applying what I'm learning. And so that's why my masterminds are my third base. And then my home run is if they want one-on-one, if they go, I want to go faster, I'm just going to pay for some coaching sessions and I just want to work one-on-one with Kathy and get there faster. And so that then is my home run. So you see how it all fits together. So your first decision is, where is it going to come in for you? Where are you going to use this formula of a masterclass? Yes, Ruth, you're on mute.
Yeah, Tom's doing the mixer down below.
Okay.
When I look at your courses and your whole funnel, I would say that you've got the semblance of this going on at both the entry level and the third base.
Mm-hmm.
Because your meetups are a form of, I don't know whether you would call them a mastermind or not, but they're like a five-day challenge, except
they are.
You do them once a month. So it sounds like it's okay to do them at a couple places.
Yes.
Differently.
Yes. Yes. And I do those differently. And thank you for saying that, Ruth, because I do mine differently. When I'm doing my free meetups, those are functioning like a mastermind because I go around the room, I get everybody involved. We're talking, there's questions, and other folks offer solutions as well as me offering solutions. But at the end of that call, I am then presenting the offer to buy the course, or join the mastermind, or get some one-on-one coaching with me if they want to go faster. And so I use it as, and Ruth is very correct, I use it as my free offer and I use it again as my third base. Now, the actual participants are different. On Friday mornings, when I do my free offer, I oftentimes will have a person jump into that, that free class. Mastermind, if you will. And I may never see them again. They jump in one time, they go, okay, I got something out of it. It's okay. But you know, I'm not quite ready for that. And they may not come back. They may just plug into the free and I see them every month for a year and they still haven't bought anything. And that's okay. Because see, that is my way of them getting to know, like, and trust me. And I don't hold back on information. I don't sit down and take out my yellow tablet and make a big T chart and say, here are the things I'm going to offer in my free one. And over here are the things I'm going to offer in my paid one. I don't do that because if somebody has a question, I offer whatever the conversation is at the time, because the difference between the two is the fact that when they get into the paid one is where we get hands-on and we get more in depth and we talk about more one-on-one issues because it's a much smaller group, and the group just like this one, we know each other. We've been together for some time. And so we know what each person in the group is trying to accomplish. See, so the mastermind becomes so much more effective because we're not always starting at the beginning. On those Friday morning calls that are free, I oftentimes have to just give the overview. And I spend the whole first half because I've got all new people. I might have a couple that are with me more than once, but oftentimes I have new folks. So I never quite get past the starting point on those free calls because, again, it's the top of the funnel. And people are like, who is Kathy and what is she doing? And so I have to always go back and introduce what I'm doing and who I am and that sort of thing. So in the mastermind, we get past all that because now we're talking about how can this actually help each of our businesses on where we are. So with that said, I'm going to share my screen. And the first thing that I want to talk about, and this is how to launch a profitable 5-day challenge. Now, when I use the term 5-day challenge, this can be a 5-day mastermind. This can be a master class, a one-day class. This can be any of those things. It's however you see your information being put out there to your community. And I'm thinking of this one as the free one. This is what I'm thinking. Now, if you want to modify what we're talking about and make it one of your paid options, you're more than welcome to do that. But we're talking about this one as a free one to get folks to know, like, and trust you. So when you first start, you have to name your challenge. We talked about that a couple of months ago. Make it so people know, keep it short, 3 to 4 words. Make sure it's results driven. So raise your rates or 5 days to better sleep, and then get more specific. For example, like a 5-day anti-aging detox is better than just a 5-day detox. You see where I'm going with that? So now people are like, oh, anti-aging. Yeah, so you're getting really specific, and make sure it's not confusing. Okay. And so it should it include the word challenge or mastermind? It doesn't have to. For my example, the one that I have for short-term rentals, it's called the ins and outs of opening a bed and breakfast. And I spelled the word ins, I-N-N-S, like hotel ins, instead of just I-N-S, a little play on words there. So I put the ins and outs of opening a B&B. But it, again, is my entry level course or class. So it's a class, it's a challenge, it's a mastermind, it's all those things. And I do it once a month. And then I always start over. But I do have a topic. So you gals know that when I'm talking, for example, when we talk about how to build a better business, 1 month we talk all about our VPS, 1 month we talk all about storytelling. 1 month we talk all about our serving is selling. Well, I do the same thing with the ins and outs. I start, and each month I have a different topic in a series of about 5 to 6 things. And for me, because I do mine all year round, 6 episodes work for me because there's 12 months in the year and I do mine monthly. So see, you can tailor this to whatever fits, however you want to use it. Now, 5 is the magic number because your people start to get to know each other and they like that community. And that's very important. And Debbie, you'll attest to this. One of the biggest, I guess, emotions that we went through with this conference is when Carrie announced that he was not going to have any more conferences similar to this one. And I tell you, everyone was like, what? Because we didn't want to lose that community. See, though, we had made such good friends there over the years that we don't want to lose that community. And so don't underestimate how important community is when you're putting together your masterminds or masterclasses or challenges. Community is so important. And so because there are 12 months, I'll go back to my scenario, because there's 12 months in the year, I can do a series of 6 major topics on a subject. And then in July, I can start over and do the 6 major topics again, because every conversation is going to be different. And then, of course, I save the replays, and we're going to talk about that. So as you're going along, you now need to know, how are you going to promote this? 5-day challenge, 5-day masterclass, or a 1-day masterclass, or whatever you're going to put out there, how are you going to promote it? Well, the first thing it says, do you have a following? If not, 50 is a good number. So stop and think. If you want to promote anything, whether Sally is going to promote her next trip, or Ruth wants to promote her next 5-day challenge, or Debbie wants to promote a series of classes that she's going to do, start with 50. Do you have 50 people in your email list? Now, again, don't overthink this. This could be friends, family, past schoolmates. It doesn't have to, you know, you don't have to have a tribe, you know. If you make your information general enough, and Sally really is sitting in the sweet spot, because I don't know how many people I talk to, and I go, what is the one thing you want to do more of? Travel. Yeah, I get that all the time. And so her audience, she could virtually say her audience is almost everyone. You know, now there may be a few people, and again, I've run into some of those and go, nope, I'm never leaving the country. You know, the way the world is today, I'm not even leaving my bedroom, my living room. I'm happy right here. Well, okay, good for you. and I'll be the first to say they are really missing out, because there are a lot of nice people all around the world. But I get it. Some people, you know, fear drives them to some of those decisions. But not all of us have the audience of everyone, you know, because I'm talking about passive income. Well, I might have some folks on my email list that are retired that are getting nice, healthy pensions. And they're like, I'm not doing it. I'm retired. I don't want to start another business or start a blog or write a book. I don't want to do any of that, or buy real estate. That's not for me. And so they're not my audience. But I don't know that, you know, because sometimes when I do an email like that, somebody will pop up in my inbox and say, hey, I'm interested. And it's somebody that I've known for years. And I'm like, oh, you're interested? And they're like, yeah, I've always wanted to have, you know, I've always wanted to do Airbnb, for example. And I'm like, well, I didn't know that. And so you never know who your audience is going to be. So go to your email list and look through your email list. Because oftentimes you already have 50. You already have 50 folks that you could market. Okay. Now, again, you don't want to make it overly salesy. You want to just make the offer, and we'll talk about that. Now, the optimal promotion time frame is 1 to 2 weeks. And again, if you start promoting way out, you know, if you start promoting, you know, 6 months out, people aren't going to even remember that they've maybe even committed to what you're doing. And so 1 to 2 weeks is a good promotion time. And any longer, people could lose interest. Okay. And you can also post that onto your Facebook page. Yes, Debbie.
So what you're saying is 1 to 2 weeks is the optimal time. 6 months is, you know, not even a thought. But right. What would happen if you actually went you know, a month out, say a month sure. out, save the date, blah, blah, blah.
Sure. And you can do that. But you want to make sure that you hit your marketing heavy 1 to 2 weeks out to remind folks right. at that point.
Okay.
Okay. You don't want to do it a month out and then say, there, I promoted it.
No. Well, actually what I'm thinking if you go 4 weeks, you can kind of pique the interest without
right.
too much information. And then 3 weeks, hey, remember I mentioned this? And then by the time you get to 2 weeks, then you slam it.
And I would put it on my calendar. If I'm doing something like that, I would actually just put it on my calendar and be very consistent. Now, I'll also say this, it says posting in your Facebook page is good as well. And even on your profile, if you have a business Facebook page, you can find out who's tapping in, what's the best day of the week, and what's the best time of the day that folks are opening up your page. And I'll give you an example. When I had the salons, I had a Facebook page for the salons, for All About You Salon Suites. And I would put in there if the girls had specials going or whatever was going on, I would post it. And I tried to post, you know, 3 or 4 times a week, just general stuff and promote the girls. My whole goal was to promote my staff. And so I would go, hey, Cindy's doing, you know, a special coming up for the holidays, or Susie's doing a special on perms or color or whatever. And I was constantly promoting. And so when I looked, and I'll call it the back of the house, when I looked at what was going on, how many folks were tapping in and from where and whatever. And of course, as you'll probably expect, the majority of the folks that were tapping in were local, because we were a local salon. You know, it's hard to advertise a salon in some other city because nobody's going to drive, you know, 50 miles maybe to get their hair done. And so over the course of time, I noticed that Fridays at 5 o'clock was when my huge peak, when folks were opening up my page, Fridays at 5. So what I did is anytime I wanted to promote something, I would post, because remember, and think about this, when you go to your Facebook, how long do you scroll on that feed? They say, statistics say, that we scroll for about 20 minutes and then we have to go do other stuff. You know, the dishes need done, the laundry needs done, we've got to be somewhere, we've got the kids getting off the bus, whatever's going on. So maybe 20 minutes is about the norm. So what would be, do you think, the best time to post a special on that salon page? Between 4:30 and 5 o'clock on Fridays, because it would be at the top of the thread when somebody opened it up, it'd be at the top of the thread as they scrolled, you see? It would be in that first 20 minutes of them scrolling, and then they go somewhere else. So if I post every Monday morning at 10, is the person or all of those folks that jump on Friday at 5 going to see that post that I posted Monday at 10 a.m.? Probably not. So you see how you can use some of this information to your advantage. And so I'll just say that. So when you're promoting on Facebook, pay attention on those business pages. Now, if you're just posting every day, and somebody scrolls on that page, and if you're only, and if you don't have a lot of other folks posting, and let's say if they scroll back 4 or 5 posts, they're going back 4 or 5 days because you're only posting once a day, they're going to see those posts if they scroll for, you know, 20 minutes. But if they're on 20 minutes on Facebook total, does that mean they're going to be on your page for 20 minutes? Probably not. That means they're totally on Facebook for 20 minutes. So you may only get 1 or 2 posts that they see, and then they're going to move on to another page and move on and move on and say, there, I don't have time. I got to go do something else. And so you want to make sure that whatever you want out there, that you put out there every couple of days, so that when they do a couple of scrolls, what you posted goes past in the thread. That's why everybody says consistency on these social medias is the most important thing, because if you're off of social media for a week, you're gone. You're gone. Because the thread, everything that gets posted gets pushed down when something else gets posted, and the stuff you posted a week or two ago, it doesn't even come up when somebody scrolls for 20 minutes. So that's why you have to post often. And it doesn't have to be earth-shattering, big news, you know, just post something to get your name, your face, your business, your message in front of your people. And that's all you're doing. I'll go to a restaurant and folks will come over to me and go, oh my gosh, you're Kathy Benner. I see you on Facebook all the time, because I post every day. Now, I've just gotten into the habit. I don't make a big, you know, thing out of it. I just post every day. And it doesn't have to be, again, it doesn't have to be earth shattering. It just has to have your name, because a lot of people don't even read the post. They just see that it's you, that you posted. I see Ruth all the time with her lake. I love it. And I always, every time I see it, I give her a little heart to let her know that I've seen it, because it's important that she's out there. See, and I see it all the time. And because she's posting all the time. So anyway, so that's important. So now it says, to bolster the hype around your challenge, change the cover image of your page to something related to your challenge. So if you have a business page and you're getting ready to do a challenge, instead of just keeping your normal cover, put create one for your challenge or for your meetup. Now, I do mine in events, and I don't know if any of you have seen my Facebook page yet today, but I have three more events this week. And what I did is I put a picture, I changed out my generic picture of my events, and I actually put the person that's going to be presenting and speaking at this particular event this week. So I changed out that cover. You know what that does? It increases the algorithm on your social media to make it come up into more feeds of the folks of your tribe, of the folks that are following you. So I did that yesterday when I sent out my weekly reminder of all of the events. I put the faces of the folks in the reminder little newsletter, and I also put it on the events in Meetup and in Facebook. It only takes a second once you get into the groove. You know, what I do, and I can show you this. We're on number three here. Let's see if I can find it. I got to move my face here to find my docs. And so what I do is, again, when we talk about repurposing, is this the one? Let me look. Yep. See, now it's not going to open. There it is. And I see what I didn't do is I didn't change my, this is the 24th. So here's what I did. This is my weekly announcement that I send out like a newsletter. I send it out to everybody that's in the Kathy Benner International Academy. And then I also copy and paste it right into my Facebook with a calendar link. So if folks want to tap there, they can. So this is today, which is our mastermind, but here is where Rita is going to be my presenter for tomorrow or for tonight for our Fit as a Fiddle. Rita is going to be the person that I'm interviewing. She is also my co-mod, but I'm actually, because see, it says here with Kathy Benner and Rita Brewer, but I'm actually interviewing her tonight. And then tomorrow night, where we have the ins and outs of opening a B&B, I am interviewing Alan Zafransky. And so I put his picture there. And again, I put a little bit here about him. And then on Thursday is our free meetup at Gresso's. And then on Friday, this is the free one where we're doing the free masterclasses. And this is where Linda is doing, it says, join us as Linda Thomas facilitates session number 5 of the John Maxwell book, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. And so this is the free one, but you see where I put her picture there. So what I did, once I get my newsletter ready to go out, which again, you'll notice where I just now changed the date up here. I copy and paste it. It's the same newsletter every week. I just change it to whatever 3 or 4 events are happening upcoming in the week I'm in. So I don't have to retype it. All I do is I just go in and go, okay, I start at the beginning up here and I go, okay, what mastermind is happening at noon on Monday? Well, maybe it's the bloggers. Maybe it's the, you know, how to build a better business. Maybe it's the create your own mastermind. I just change it up to whatever is actually going on. I don't have to change all of this. I just fix the date and put in the correct course. And so anyway, then there's a link, you know, to go to the calendar under each one. But then what I do, once this is done, I open up another tab for Facebook events and I open up another tab for meetup events. And so then what I do is, for example, on my Fit as a Fiddle, I'll just come in here and I just copy and paste this right here because that's about Rita. I'll copy that and then I'll paste it over into the meetup event and put her picture there instead of the generic one. Then I go to the Facebook event. I'll copy and paste this information in the event and put her picture there instead of the generic one. So what it does is 2 things. Number one is it generates more interest because now instead of just, remember how we say the more specific you get, the more interest you'll get. And so what happens is instead of just having a general, oh, we're having a Fit as a Fiddle Plus where we talk about all things health, people are like, oh, that's nice. But when I say Rita is going to be on and she's going to help you kick the sugar addiction, balance your blood sugars with ease and keep the weight off for good, people are like, oh, I want to hear that. And so I copy and paste this, put her picture there. I've got all of her credentials. And all of a sudden, the number of attendees go up. because I've made it more specific on the topics. And it's so easy because I'm not reinventing the wheel. I'm just repurposing the same content. So I do it first in my newsletter that I'm going to send out to my email list. Then I go in and I simply update my events. And the only two I'm doing is Facebook events and meetup events. I could do Eventbrite. And I've asked myself, should I go ahead and put in some generic? And this is another thing. When it's generic, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. So let me show you if it'll come up here. When it's generic, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Okay, so here are all my groups. And so what I did is I scroll down to the Fit as a Fiddle and I open it up, and this will drive home and the meetup will show you better. This is my generic picture because see, Rita is my co-mod. So that's my generic picture. But when I come down, here is the upcoming event on October 24th. And guess what? See, I changed the picture and I put Rita's information in there. But look, after that, here's November, still generic. What we're about, generic picture. Here's my December, still generic. But see, I'm not coming in and creating the event. It's not like, oh my gosh, I have to sit down on Sunday night and I have to do a newsletter and I have to create this event and I have to then put it out across social media. The events are already created. The events are already out across social media. All I'm doing once a week is just coming in and making them more specific. Does that make sense? See, because the rest of them are still generic. But look at the past events. See, here's where I did the past events. And let me find it. And I'll just kind of show you what it looks like so you have an idea. On past events, look here. See, I've made them Elizabeth Pemberton. That's who we talked to in September. Here's one. This one was Sinelle. We did this one in August. See, I made it specific. Here's where we did Wendy back in July. See, I'm going backwards. Here's where we did Kathy and I, you know, back in June. And here's where we did Teresa. So you see where I just went in and updated them as they come up. Way back in February, still generic. See, I didn't start doing that. See, these are all still generic. I just let them be generic because having the event across social media was better than not having the event out there. But once I realized if I could make them more specific, I started getting a bigger turnout. Does that make sense? And it's easy to do because you've already put your stuff in there. You already have everybody in your meetup already or in your Facebook group already. So make your social media work harder for you by doing that sort of thing. So change the cover image on your events. Okay, so number three, what content to create and deliver daily? Now, this is going to be different for all of us. If you're doing a 5-day challenge, it's going to be different. I would think for Sally, unless she wanted to get down into, you know, a little bit of, and it could be a 5-day, it could be a 3-day, it could be a 1-day, it could be whatever fits your content. So if Sally is doing a whole presentation about, you know, a trip to Italy, for example, she might choose to just do a masterclass, just a 1-day masterclass. And it's all about what you need to know to sign up for this trip to Italy. She could do maybe a 3-day masterclass and have three big topics. You know, how to choose your Italy tour, how to pack for your Italy tour, you know, she could have some different topics if she wanted to, but you can see where you can tailor this to whatever it is that you're doing. Okay. So yes.
Yeah. I have a question. So sure. Friday in my referral group I'm in, I was the presenter. And what I did is I did a PowerPoint presentation about our train trip. So It wasn't like instructions. It was just, I went through, actually I started with pictures of me when I was a few months old, like how it started.
Okay.
And then a picture of Ed on his 7th Christmas getting the toy train. I said, the train is really important because that's what he found in the storage unit when he collapsed. And then I put our wedding picture up. And then, you know, how it led to this train trip. But anyway, all I did was I posted pictures and I did like a commentary, you know, this is where we were, this is what we did. And then at the very end, there were tips that I used. And I thought I should do that with all my pictures. Just make PowerPoint presentations.
That is amazing. Because you see what she did? She simply told her story. We all have a story, and that's what interests your audience. And I bet the audience was hanging on every word. Mm-hmm. You could tell that you had the audience in the palm of your hand, and they all were like, I want to do that someday.
Yeah, because I just used the pictures I took.
Yep.
Yeah. Just the Coast Highway, the Grand Canyon, and, you know.
Storytelling and is marketing. Storytelling,
I just told what we did. You know, like, don't go to the Monterey Bay Aquarium when school's out, because you won't have, it's just very loud and crowded. But it was just my story.
And I thought, love it.
You know, I have the stuff from out west when we went to Yellowstone, minus the COVID stuff, you know.
Right. Because you want to make it evergreen.
Yeah. And I don't want to scare people. Mm-hmm. And I have the New York City trip we went on, and I'll have the Italy trip I can make. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if anybody says, okay, I want you to come and present, I can say, well, I've got these PowerPoint presentations.
See, that is beautiful. It's everything that we've been talking about, because Sally is no longer nervous about, oh my gosh, what am I going to say? What do I have to put together? You know, she can say yes very easily to any public speaking gig because she's prepared. And we all should be prepared like that with our message. That's a beautiful example. Sally, I love that.
But is that something I can do like as a masterclass?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because what's going to happen is, let's say that you get 12 people sign up to do your Italy trip. Their next question is going to be, how should I pack? How should I dress? You know, what happens if it's a rainy day? You know, they don't know if they've never been there. See, so now you can take those folks through a series of how-tos. You could do a three-day session. You could even do a one full day, or, you know, a four-hour masterclass on, you know, we're going to talk about what you need to pack, what you need to wear, what time you need to arrive, at, you know, because this could be folks that maybe don't travel very often, and could be some folks that have never traveled out of the country before. You know, and that's very scary for folks that have never done that before.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, I thought also about the other PowerPoints I have, like the trip, just to get them engaged, just to say, these are things you can do.
Yes.
Because some people never thought of.
Well, now here's a good upsell for you. When you're doing a presentation like that and you get people, number one, they're going to want to sign up for your next trip. And then number two, you can show all of the add-ons that they could add.
Yeah.
And how much fun those add-ons are. Because a lot of folks, they don't know, they've never been there. And they're like, oh, do we want to spend that money to do that? Is it going to be worth it? Is it not going to be worth it? And a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Yep.
And they'll be getting their checkbooks out.
I wrote up the commentary, so I have it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Print it out. Just so.
I love it. I love it. And this can even be something too, if you put it together in a little workbook-like material, you could then even have that available as your folks are getting ready to leave on their trip.
True.
That yep. could even be a handout.
Well, most tour companies like Colette, they have that already with everything
okay.
you know. So
okay.
reinvent the wheel when it comes to that.
Okay. But see how that's just adding value, even yeah. though they're providing it, you know, your guests always are thinking that you're providing it.
Yeah, they do.
Even if it comes from them. Yeah. So again, that just adds tons of value to your services. So no, you're on the right track. I love it. I love it. Ruth, what was your comment?
I just wanted to add to what you guys are saying to Sally. And what I picked up from when you were talking about those pictures back when you were little and Ed was little and stuff, was the emotions that you got into your audience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's not only storytelling, but it's the emotional part of them, because our brain attaches to anything emotional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that's what you did. You did a double thing there. And then the other thing that I was thinking of as you were talking about a possible 4 or 5 day challenge is, and I'm not sure of this, so it's just a thought, but if there's a way that you could start that building of the community as a piece, because, you know, like we talked early in this thing about how important the community is. And I'm assuming that you guys, when you're on these trips for several days, mm-hmm. by the end, you've made some really good friends. And so I think you bring that out at the very beginning. And just
we still go to dinner with the folks that we were in Sedona with Sally. We still go to dinner with them.
Right. And so, you know, you bring this out from the very beginning. And I think you include that piece in any of these masterminds that you do before you go and you start that process. And just get that expectation is that you don't know if you're going to meet your next best friend on this trip, your next business partner, or whoever you might meet, mm-hmm. but start.
Or in Sally's case, your spouse.
You know, so those were the thoughts that I thought when you guys were talking.
No, those are great thoughts. I love it. I love it. Yes. Yes. And Sally, you could have a little travel tribe, you know, that folks could actually subscribe to.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. And they could maybe get a few little VIP things because they're in the tribe. Yeah, I love that idea. I love it. Now, it talks about also when you're delivering, it also talks about having videos. Okay. Now, I know Ruth has made some videos. Sally's made some. Put some videos out there. I'm doing my free classes, my free little masterminds on Fridays. And I put that out there on Vimeo and YouTube. And then the audio version is on Audioboom as a podcast. So I'm putting it out there 3 different places every Friday. And so, you know, put some videos out there. Folks want to see you. They want to know who you are. And then, of course, we're talking about making an offer. And again, on my free ones, at the end of my free one, then I make an offer. That they can buy the course, they can join the mastermind, you know, they can get some one-on-one coaching with me. It's whatever level, or they could just stay in the free ones if they want. But I always make the offer at the end of that. So make sure that you segue to an offer. Tell them what they can do next. Give them their next step. Because it's one thing to present. And I think sometimes we don't want to come across like we're salesy and we're trying to sell something. So we have a tendency not to make the offer. And we just kind of leave our guest hanging there at the end of whatever we're doing. And so I think you have to, and you can phrase it to your next step would be, you know, your next step would be to buy the course or to join the mastermind or to get some one-on-one coaching with me. Your next step would be to book the trip. You know, your next step would be to join the travel tribe. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there we have it. Bonus tip, you can also do a series of Facebook Lives leading up to your paid offer. If you're comfortable of just putting yourself out there live and not being able to edit it first. Ruth, you've done some lives.
I am off mute. Okay. Yeah. And I tell you what, they're getting more and more comfortable. I need to do some more this week. I haven't done any for a couple of weeks, but yeah.
They do. They get easier.
The more you do, the more they get easier. So yes.
Yeah. So, I love it.
It's, you know, yeah, and
live presentations to a group. The more you do,
the more you do, the more comfortable it gets. So if you haven't done this yet, you've got to just jump in. Now we've all done it. Debbie's doing her Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks once a month. So she's out there. I opened up my YouTube the other day to upload one of my videos and Debbie's video popped up in the middle of my YouTube. So her message is getting out there. It just popped up as something that says, you might be interested in this. And there was Debbie. And I'm like, I am. I am interested in Debbie, but YouTube decided that it was something I might like. And so I just thought that was kind of unusual. I wasn't expecting it to be Debbie, and there she was. So my point in that is that her message is getting out there, and YouTube is helping promote her. See, these social media sites help you promote what it is that you're doing. And so we're all getting out there, and I appreciate that. But let me just give you a couple of things here. Here's a gal that several of us know. This is Kathy Mila, and she did a 4-week challenge. And this was her, and I have to move our faces off so I can see it here. This was her landing page. So this is all she did. This was the whole thing. That's the whole thing right there. So she did the 4-week easy breezy summer reset. Here's what you're going to get. You see where she made it really casual. She didn't get over the top like she was, you know, this college instructor. Now, she's a very smart lady. She's a nurse. She's been at it for a while. But she made it more by using like you're gonna get. She broke it down so that people did not feel intimidated to tap in to this 4-week challenge. And so you're gonna get 4 powerful breakthrough Zoom calls, intimate group coaching, build long-lasting relationships. See, there's that community. Walk away with a bulletproof game plan and a private Facebook group. And she then is giving it out. She showed what it normally would cost and what she was doing it. And all you did was put in your name, address, and phone number, and then go to step 2. And step 2 was then you put in your credit card to make the payment. That was the whole thing. That was her whole landing page. I like it because it is so simple, but it tells you what you're going to get. Does that make sense? So this is a perfect one. If you just look up Kathy Mila, M-E-L-A, please, now don't copy, but please feel free to tailor any of your landing pages after ones that you like. You know, you can tailor make your own landing pages. Now, let me have you not overthink this. You can do a landing page right in your website. All you need to do is create an additional page. Create an additional page. Then you have the choice on most website builders that you can either make that page show up or make that page hidden. So if you're doing a landing page like this during the event, you know, leading up to the event, you can make it public. And all you do is you come up to the top and you just highlight this URL. And that's what you're going to post across social media, and only this landing page will come up. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. It's right in your website. And then when the event is over, go in and hide it. Mm-hmm. You don't need that landing page, but don't delete it, because if you want to do it again, all you have to do is come in and update your dates mm-hmm. and make it live again and copy the URL up here again. And you can create as many landing pages as you want right inside your website. And just make them active when you're using them, hide them when your event is over until you're ready to use it again. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So it's a perfect way to do landing pages. Now, you can do a big funnel, you can buy ClickFunnels, you can do all of that. But if you don't want to spend the money, you can create a simple landing page just like this. And all she did is she put a little payment plugin here. And most of your website designs will have that. They'll have, now I can make mine right on Teachable, and Teachable already, because I'm doing courses and I'm uploading my replays, I can actually use Teachable as a landing page. And I'll show you that. As a matter of fact, let me just go to, I hadn't thought of pulling that one up, but I can pull that up. Because on my Teachable, I got to get all of my stuff out of the way here. I got to scoot my stuff around on my screen. When I go to my Teachable and I go to all products, all I did right here on my Teachable is this coaching. All that is I created my own landing page. So mm-hmm. all I do now when I want to advertise it is I come right here and I highlight this URL. And if I post that URL that I just highlighted, that's all that will come up is this landing page. And all it is my one-on-one coaching, tells a little bit about me. And then my prices, they're all built in to Teachable. Teachable already does the pricing. And I've got frequently asked questions in it. So that's my whole landing page for my one-on-one coaching. Does it make sense? And I just created it in Teachable. It's just a one page. That's all it is. There's no courses connected to this. There's nothing else connected. I just put in, you know, the header, the one-on-one coaching. Then I put in what it was about in bullet points. Then I put in a little bio about myself. And then I put in two price points. One was a full price and the other one was five payments. And you can click, the person coming in can click between these two. See, they can decide which one they want to do. You see? And Teachable has that already built in. And then when they click enroll now, it takes them right to where they put their credit card in. But then it, here's the frequently asked questions. Can I unenroll if I'm unhappy? How do I schedule my appointments? Can I purchase it more than one time? And then here is my copyright here at the bottom. And I just did the landing page in Teachable. See, so don't overthink it. If you're getting ready to do a landing page to get somebody to purchase something, don't overthink that. Let's see. Here's another one. This one, I love this gal. And she did this one. And it's all about finances. And see, let's rewrite your negative money beliefs and finally start manifesting the wealth you desire. Enroll now. And then the uncomfortable truth. She told a little bit, you know, she's agitating the problem, you know, and then there is hope. So now she's giving you the solution. Here's what you're going to get, just like Kathy Neal is. Here's what you're going to get, you know, when you sign up for her masterclass and then you enroll now and it takes you to the pay page. And then she's got, you know, a couple of testimonials. And so are you ready to change your money story? Listen to what my tribe has to say. She's even got video testimonials on here, several. You see these? These are where people are going to are saying what they got out of her course. And then she did a little bit about herself here at the bottom. And then here's where you can check out and pay. Okay. And hers is, she's selling hers at $9.99. This is one of her money maker masterclasses. And that's how she is advertising it. Now, this I'm going to show you, it's just a page on her website is how she made this up here. moneytraumahealing.com is her website. And this whole link is just the page where she did. And so if she wants to see, it's her content announcement. So she would copy and paste that across social media. And when somebody clicked, they would get this page, not her homepage. They would get this page of her website. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And let's see, did I have another one? That might've been the only one. Yeah. I think that was it. So, questions, anyone? Yes, Ruth.
That the Google Doc that you were using for most of this presentation, is that in the course?
Or yes. Is that,
okay.
Yes, that's part of the course. Mm-hmm. Any other questions, comments? I'm just so proud of everybody. Ruth's already done a 5-day challenge. You've done two now, Ruth, or just one?
I've done two. I did one in May and one in September.
Okay.
I'm thinking though, the next one, I need to figure out to do more a version of what you do once a month as
okay.
Top of the funnel. That's where my mind's going right now.
Okay. And again, you can place it wherever you need it to be in your business and try out different things. You don't have to stick with one thing, you know, try it out. And if it didn't work very well, then try something different. And if a 5-day, you know, too many of your people dropped off, maybe go back to a 3-day or maybe try a 1-day masterclass instead of, you know, a 3-day. Sherry came off of her 5-day totally exhausted. And Ruth, I think you said too, you were tired after yours. And so Sherry has decided to record a 1-day masterclass and turn it into evergreen, which means she's going to advertise the recording and she doesn't even have to show up physically. Mm-hmm. And she's going to reduce it way down to either free or very entry-level price or something so that people will tap in. But it's going to be her way of basically marketing her products and services at the end. But she's just going to bring tons of value in this masterclass. Then at the end, she's going to show folks where they can tap in to get even more value on her website. And she's just going to save that on her website and just maybe quarterly offer that masterclass. And she's going to use it for the top of her funnel to get folks to try her out. Yes, Ruth.
I do say this to keep in mind that the first time that you do any 5-day challenge, and I think it would be somewhat the same even if you change the topic, you know, a little bit, that's going to be the most draining.
The first one.
And mm-hmm. then, you know, you like we talked about, you get more relaxed. Mm-hmm. And so the second one isn't nearly as draining. And the third one will be even less so. So
plus, I think you've tweaked your content too. Am I right?
I did a little bit. I had mine, I want to say 80%.
Okay.
So I didn't think I did too bad figuring it out, but I'm always learning new stuff myself. So each 5-day challenge is going to be a little bit different. And it's going to be a little bit different as far as who the participants are.
Exactly. Because you're going to have different folks tap in that are at different levels in your content. And so you're going to tailor make your 5-day masterclass or your 1-day masterclass, whatever it is you're doing, you're going to be responding to your audience. Yep, I get it. All right, this has been great stuff. Okay, biggest takeaway. What's your biggest takeaway? Oh, yes, go ahead, Ruth.
Do you think we shouldn't start any 5-day challenges with the holidays coming up or try to squeeze one in before that? What's your take on not doing stuff over Thanksgiving and Christmas?
I find you don't get as much response.
Right.
Because folks have family commitments and they get pulled so many different ways that it's hard. I've discovered that every August when school starts, if you wait until the kids get back into school, right after that is when universities start their semesters. It's when quarters start. It's when all of that starts. And that's a perfect time to start something because people are thinking, I need to do something for me now. I got through the summer. I got the kids back in school. You know, holidays aren't here yet. And that's the perfect time to create some sort of a course or something that you're going to do on 5 weeks in a row. And I like 5 weeks better than 5 days because 5 days is awfully draining for you, the presenter, and it almost doesn't give your audience enough time to implement what they're learning. They're just getting information in their face for 5 days and they really haven't had time to make it transformational for them. But if you do it once a week for 5 weeks, it gives them a chance to implement what they're learning and you'll see a transformation happen in them and whatever it is that they're trying to transform, and you'll get better, referrals and references and testimonials at the end of that because folks will actually have made a transformation.
So would thinking about starting something like the second week in January be good?
Yes, that's also a good time after the holidays.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Summertime is tough because if your audience at all is parents, they've got kids that are home that they're trying to figure out what to do with. And then they're trying to get maybe their vacations in and they're trying to maybe do summer stuff, boating and hiking and camping. And so all of a sudden taking a class just falls off the calendar for them.
Even for grandparents.
Yes. Even for grandparents. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to a baby shower Saturday for my grandson.
How exciting. How exciting. Baby, I know you're excited.
Yep. We are.
I love it.
We are. So I have a, maybe not a stupid question. How do you sign up for YouTube? I mean, does this go to youtube.com and
just create an account? It's like any other app. You're just going to create an account. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you'll have a little profile that you can, you know, put in your name and address and a little bio about yourself. And, you know, you're just going to create an account.
Okay.
And then when you get there, it'll have a place where you can upload a video. So for an example, and I have to let the YouTube come up here first. So this is mine, and see, here's my pic. Can you see my picture up here in the corner? Clear up here in the right-hand corner. That's my profile. And so here's my channel if I want to look at my stuff, but I don't even have to go to my channel. When I first open up YouTube, I come to this little create camera. See, the word create pops up. If I click on that, I can upload, go live, or create a post. So I upload because I do most of my stuff in Zoom, and Zoom gives me a link. And so here, when I click upload, it says drag and drop your video file to upload. So I go right to my Zoom, I click on the link, I drag it right over here and drop it. Hmm. And the video uploads right into YouTube.
Oh, interesting. I just had a bizarre thought for YouTube.
Yeah.
Totally awesome.
And then here are mine. And the ones that are public are the free ones. And the ones that are unlisted are our mastermind ones, the paid ones. So the ones that are unlisted, folks at large can't open unless they have the link. Now, if somebody says, I'm interested in joining your mastermind, I'd like to see a couple of them, I could go in and send them the link personally so that they could get in and see it as kind of a marketing tool for myself. But the public at large can't tap into the mastermind ones, but they can tap into all the public ones. See, everyone can see this video on public. So this is all of my list of all the ones that we've done. And, you know, it just goes on and on and on. And so all of it's right there in YouTube, and I have all of it in Vimeo. So I have it in two different places on purpose. If that's helpful. Yeah. And then over here is my channel and then my dashboard. And so I can go to my dashboard, and this shows, you know, my summaries and my top videos and all of that stuff and how many subscribers. It gives me everything on my channel. Is that helpful?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So you just create an account and then upload, you know, if you're doing your stuff in Zoom. I like Zoom because it automatically can record. And then has everybody recorded something in Zoom already? Yes. Yes. Okay. Once you record in Zoom, at the end, it'll show you your recordings, and then it'll actually already split it into audio video and audio only. And so then on all my public ones, again, because they're public, on all my public ones, because we talked about repurposing, I am using AudioBoom, and Debbie and I, we just talked about this the other day. Here's where I can upload an episode into AudioBoom. Again, I go over to my Zoom, I take the audio only, I click it, scoot it over here, and drop it here. And so then it uploads right into, and I view the podcast. This is what my podcast looks like. And there are all of the public ones that I've done, see, and they're all right there, and it's audio only. And again, I have 176 posts, 1,500 listens, and this, I'm on AudioBoom, which you see up here on the URL, but AudioBoom automatically lets me choose 5 to 8 other channels. And as soon as I post in AudioBoom, it goes out to Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeart, Player FM, and Podcast Addict. So I'm on all those channels, and then a little bio about myself and what I'm doing and my website here on how to contact me. But I'm just repurposing content. See, I'm not creating anything any different than what I'm already doing. I'm just repurposing my content. And so I do something on Zoom, then I upload it to Vimeo, I upload it to YouTube, and I upload the audio only to AudioBoom. So now I've got videos out there, I've got a podcast out there, and I just did it one time. Does that make sense? That's another example of repurposing, which we talked about in the Build a Better Business. Okay, so number one takeaway, Sally, how about you?
Just the knowledge that I can do what I've been doing and make a masterclass out of it.
I love it. I love it. I would go. I would definitely attend. Ruth, how about you? Do you have a takeaway from today?
It's lots of little things. And so it's more of just confirmation that be ready to start something in January and start thinking that and thinking what that looks like. And I've got a page of notes.
And okay.
So I will look at those. And I like the idea. And I knew this too, but like I said, a lot of it's just confirmation that, you know, you can place this wherever you want in your funnel. And it's okay if you do it twice.
Yes.
You know, so this is a very versatile discussion.
Yes. It's a tool that you can use to create content. Because I always start with my article, you know, and I shared that today and we went through it. So I write the article, then I teach the article, mm-hmm. then I record it, then I upload it, then I turn it into a podcast. And so I just do it once and just repurpose it across everything that I'm doing. And all of a sudden, when somebody goes and searches for Kathy Benner, you know, they're like, who is this Kathy Benner? You know, what if I'm interested in what she's doing? Is she really, you know, is she really in the know out there? And what I want to do is I want to get rid of the .com. I just want my name. And it keeps wanting to put the .com there. Let me separate my name. And they're like, I just want to know who Kathy Benner is. And so when you just look at, now it's going to give me the academy. Get out of there. And so when you say, I just want to see who Kathy is. And here's what happens. KathyBenner.com comes up. Homepage. All about everything that's going on here. My international academy. Passive income coach under LinkedIn. It's got my videos, people can tap in. And if you tap, you know, there I am, see, talking away on my videos, wherever I'm at, you can just go right in and watch the videos. And down here is Amazon, there's my books. Here is my Facebook. Here is my work with me. Here is my freestyle living on YouTube. You know, here is it's everything, see? The whole first page is me. You see how that works? And I'm not trying to be every spot on the first page. I'm just taking one thing and I'm putting out across everything that I'm doing, and it automatically populates the internet. Mm-hmm. And as I change things, it keeps putting me higher and higher and higher. See, Kathy Benner International Academy, Caraway Guest House, you know, let's go to page two. Okay, here I am, books, freestyle living, still there, speakers, coaches, authors, here I am, freestyle living. They found me in this records search thing. Freestyle living, still there, tribe trips, I'm still there, Facebook, here's Kathy's story, still there, and boom, clear down at the bottom, there's another Kathy Benner in Minnesota. And then it goes back to me again, and courses and build a better business and the fact that I'm a notary. So one entry on the second page is not me. Everything else on page two is me. This is page three. Me, 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 me. So I'm everything on page three. And here I am, page four, me, me, me. And now there's three matches, so I could still say that's me, but there's a couple other Kathy Benners. Fit as a Fiddle, Live Your Dreams, Testimonials, Kathy J. Benner, not me. This is the Minnesota gal.
She's so a troublemaker.
Do what?
She's a troublemaker. She's got the
court. She is. So I'm all the way on page four, and there's only two entries that are not me on the first four pages of Google. So you see how that really boost what it is that you're doing. You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Debbie, how about you? Ruth had to head out. She said she enjoyed being with us, but she had another commitment. Debbie, how about you? What is your takeaway?
Well, I've got a full page of notes, and what you did was you reaffirmed some very important points made before that, you know, kind of escaped the brain with so much. But it gives me the opportunity that, you know, come the first of the year, I can create, you know, even if it's a one day. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking more of starting with a one day and moving up. And when you talked about the 50 customers, but then you broke it down to different categories, then I thought, oh, okay, well, you know, I got 50 people, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And so you also reminded me that I need to take and publish the audio part of my meetups. Mm-hmm. That I have not done.
You can make that a podcast so easy.
Yeah, exactly. So this has been a good class. Thanks.
And I know a lot of times in when we talk about blogging and then build a better business, mm-hmm. and now in having, you know, some sort of a masterclass or mastermind, a lot of it is overlaps and a lot of it is kind of repeating the same thing. But I don't know about you, but sometimes I need to see it from different angles before it really registers in my mind on how I can use it and how it all fits together, because it's complicated, but it isn't. Sometimes we make it too complicated. Sometimes we need to just pick one thing and just do that one thing and just get really good at that one thing. And again, if you remember, that's when I started, I decided I was going to do a 5-week mastermind. And I did that for the first 2 or 3 years. I just did 5 weeks, skipped a couple, did 5 weeks, skipped a couple weeks, did 5 weeks. And I did that because I didn't even know what I wanted to write about at the time. I didn't know what my academy was going to look like. And what it did, as people tapped in and had questions and I started researching their questions, that's what helped me form my content. And so sometimes you have to just start with one thing and just see where it takes you, because you will change as your content changes, as your business looks different, and it'll all come together. You'll get more clarity. It goes back to where you have to start first and get clarity second.
Yep.
I love it. And Sally, I love that you know, your aha was that you could put together some master classes. And I think the big thing for you is just the thought, kind of sit with it, is the thought of having a travel tribe. I like that idea.
I'll join.
Yeah.
Like at Olivedale, I kind of do, because there's people that go on.
Well, there every you go. Trip. You already have your tribe.
I already have one.
I love it. I love it.
Olivedale travel group.
But by putting it into that box and calling it your travel tribe, see, now folks are going to start connecting there for community, and then you can just add value to that tribe. And then when you do have a new trip, you've already got your audience that you're going to market that to.
You know, and I was just thinking, this would be awesome if somewhere posting in your tribe, the say Olivedale, you take little snippet pictures and make a collage out of them. Don't put names, anything like that. Just little snippet of pictures so that people can get the impact. Wow, she's got a lot of people. You know, instead of listing names, if they put a picture to the name, you know, people will be more inclined to join.
Well,
let's
and you know
what this is about.
And what else comes to my mind is a lot of times, especially for newbies that aren't really used to traveling a lot, they like to go with other folks. They feel safer mm-hmm. in a group than just going out on a trip on their own. And so I could see folks gravitating toward that. Yeah. And then you could put your Travel Tribe events, you could put that over in Meetup, you could put it on Facebook as an event, and you know, and just have a meetup, you know, once a month or whatever, just anybody that wants to connect or ask questions, or I can see that going somewhere. I love it.
Wake up, Debbie.
Hey, it's been a long weekend. I'm telling you.
Oh, I am exhausted. You hear
what I thought of doing a YouTube thing about is that if you're done, you can stop recording because this isn't.
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, I think I will. So I just want to say to everybody that is listening, thank you so much for listening in. If you have any questions, you can reach me at kathybinner.com, or as you saw in the video, just Google my name. I'm on the first four pages. So we'll see you next time.